WWA.
Good afternoon, Steve. Little old windy day, but it's starting to clear off, son. How's your day?
Man, I got more stuff done today than I have in a week or so. Paying bills and closing jobs and planning some future changes in my building. Man, it's just coming right along.
Can't beat a deal like that. Well, I'm just sitting here in the car with the wife and looking at the front of the VA Anderson Clinic over here. Got to go in about 15 minutes and get my foot looked at.
You're going to have to quit standing up when Bernice tells you to shut up.
She's on deck, buddy. I snapped too.
Guess what I gotta go do tomorrow morning?
I don't know, maybe get your shot?
No, I'm gonna be the sheep that gets fleeced.
Well, the barbershop opened up about 9:30 last night and I got mine.
I'm going over to get fitted for hearing aids.
Something about a haircut. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Steve, if they work. And that's good. We got Bernice's at Costco's. Take your checkbook, is all I can tell you.
The place in Spartanburg, and they told me $6,500. And I said, no. Not only no, but that's highway robbery. So I started checking around, and I got the same product over in downtown Greenville, and I'm going to see in the morning, and they're assuring me that it's going to be well under three.
You can go to Costco, and they're $1,600, and they're Siemens, and they're programmable, and from a technician standpoint, that I've been around a lot of acoustical things, put it that way, acoustical warfare, if you know what I mean. And that's submarine warfare. And I can tell you that they are optimal. They are great. And you can go back time after time and they'll tweak them if need be for the specific frequency loss that you have. And they're around $1,600.
Pretty good. That's real good. There was three or four criteria that I demanded from what I'm going to purchase. They have to be Bluetooth capable to the cell phone, and I have to be able to do the programming you're talking about through an application on my phone, and they have to be rechargeable because I don't want to have to deal with batteries. So these people seem to be meeting those three criteria.
I can't answer all of your questions, Steve, but I can tell you this. I personally would not want rechargeable ones because they're going to go bad eventually, and they have so many charges, and then they shoot craps. The batteries that you buy for these things are dirt cheap, and they last a week at a time. It takes you, what, about 10 seconds to change one, Ernest? Maybe 10, 15 seconds to change one. And you buy them in a little pack at Sam's or Costco's. They're readily available anywhere. I buy them online for Bernice. You can buy Everetti's or Rayovax or whatever. As to the Bluetooth capability, I can't answer that. I wouldn't be surprised because I know the last place I worked was in a hospital and they had Siemens equipment. And I've run into Siemens stuff, it's German, many, many, many times in my career. And they're just top notch. But if that other place meets your criteria and you want to pay twice as much, I guess that's okay.
One of the things they have assured me is that these things have a 10-year warranty on them as far as the rechargeability. pretty much a 10-year warranty on them. And you bring them in, they'll clean them for you for free. They'll tweak them and adjust them for you for free as long as you own them. You know, pretty much, I don't have to fool with anything for 10 years. So, anyhow, you can't beat that.
Plus, I'll tell you, that sounds good. And Bernice's are what, 2 years? She said just 2 years on them. But they give her a, it's an ultrasonic cleaner, right? Yeah, well, okay, you had to buy it right there. But it wasn't very much, I don't think. But, if they say they'll go that long, well, it's not been my experience with rechargeable batteries, and I'm very proud of them, but that sounds like it's pretty cut and dry. And if it does everything you want, well, it's worth the money. I don't know that those other ones do that, Steve. I can't answer that. But you've researched it, and obviously you do, and so that's the one I'd go for.
Well, in any case, it's better than Miracle Ear. Miracle Ear will rip you off. Oh, my gosh. I checked with them. For what I want, starts at $9,000.
Well, that's a racket. We get the Greenville News. There's always two or three full pages of ads in there for hearing aids. It's definitely a racket.
I don't mind paying a premium as long as I get a good product with good service. And, you know, somewhere around $28,000 to $3,000 for a really good premium set of devices, hey, that ought to be moderately reasonable, considering I was quoted $6,500 in Spartanburg.
Beautiful difference, I'll tell you. Well, that sounds like better than Costco's, which you talked about there after you told me the other parameters of it there. So I'd say go for that one. And I feel the same way. I don't mind paying a premium if I'm getting a premium product. But I don't like being taken for a fool and pay out $6,500 for nothing more than what you can get for half that.
What you mean? Well, listen, I'm about to run into the bank, Tom. I will talk to you probably. I'll be back on here in about 5 or 10 minutes. So if you're still there, I'll give you a holler.
I've ever been to Anderson. Not a bad drive at all. I think the GPS said 53 minutes. But I need to go check in, Steve, and get down there and wait on my doctor's appointment. So maybe I'll catch you on the way back. I talked to Jerry and Rusty on the way down. And then something come on just before we got to Anderson. And it sounded like somebody had pressed a touch tone and stuck. Man, was that annoying. So I shut the radio off. So I don't know when they got that cleared up. That's what it sounded like. Anyways, have a good day. I'm on in to see the doctor. Maybe he can give me a prosthetic foot or something here. I hope not. But something's got to be done. UKN4VWA and 0TR73, Steve.
Catch you again soon. 10-4-VWA, clear.